החפץ חיים אוהב ימים אוהב ימים לראות אותו אי 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 מי החפץ חיים
friends. Today, with us on duty are Zaporozhye Nikolaev, Moscow 10 number 2, Petah Tikva 10 number 6, Guadalajara, and Be'er Sheva. The reading excerpts for the workshop. From Rabash, free with a shofar, you will renew. Concerning having to be rewarded, the order of the work is that Malchut will take on the burden of the kingdom of heaven, memories, and shofarot, horns, meaning that man will give the good kli, as it is written, my heart overflows with a good thing. He who has a good eye shall be blessed. With what? With a shofar. As it is written in the Midrash, with a shofar you will renew your deeds. That is, with a shofar. A question for a workshop. What does it mean that Malchut will take on the burden of the kingdom of heaven in the 10? Again, a workshop question. What does it mean that Malchut will take on itself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in the 10? Rav, I can add that with a horn you will renew means with a shufra, with greatness or the goodness, the greatness of the Creator that constantly grows in our eyes. By that, we constantly renew our work. This is why it's a shofar. It will renew, it will sanctify, it will advance. So, Malchut, which is my desires, to take upon itself the burden of heaven, means to take upon itself the connection between us. And it gets it through the support of the friends together. Yes, the same Malchut can exist to the extent that it annuls itself in the 10. Otherwise, it has no name until it is cancelled. And then there is some response in it which is suitable for the light. And by that, it can exist. Yes, and it annuls itself means that each friend puts the connection between the friends in the ten as his upper one, and he works towards that, and he strengthens it, and he increases the importance of that, and then Malchut becomes Malchut, and the ten is the first nine, or the creator. What does it mean that Malchut takes upon itself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in the ten? Yes, it seems to me like some covenant between us, in which each one of the friends commits above all states to always provide the greatness of the Creator to the friends in a ten. Yes, one puts before himself, to himself, a rosh. He takes the work with joy. He contributes his share. He chooses the work of the Lord. He cares for the friends. To care that the place in which the Creator should be revealed, which is the connections between us, my attitude and the friends, will always be, it doesn't matter if it's above reason, it will always be with respect to the Creator who is behind the friend, that I want to build a place for him for the revelation between us. It means to strengthen and to build the Creator each time anew, above the disturbances, above the ego, to build the importance of the quality of bestowal, above the quality of reception, which is our nature. This is the basis for the spiritual work every moment. The burden of the kingdom of heaven is to try to pray for the friends instead of myself, especially when I don't feel like it.
And if so, pray for the friends, especially when I don't feel like it. It can only happen when I have a certain support, a certain infrastructure, certain confidence in this connection between the friends.
All in all, the person is not measured by his success, but by how much he tries and he wants. By trying, by wanting, he gives forces to all the other friends to work in the same manner. This is why work is always with the Shufa, the greatness, with increasing the importance of the goal of the Creator, the importance of the ten in which the Creator exists. The moment a person has importance, he has forces. If he doesn't, well, all of the forces we have are because of things that are important for us. Otherwise, we don't have the strength to do them. So our only work is to constantly increase the importance.
Yes, we don't have any other work. We also need to remember why we're doing this work. We need the goal before our eyes always.
A question for a silent workshop. Each friend prays for the world kli, so that everyone will enter a state of Rosh Hashanah, and that no one will remain with the intention of in order to receive for himself. Again, every friend prays for the entire world kli, so that everyone will enter a state of Rosh Hashanah, and no one will remain with the intention of in order to receive for himself. A silent workshop.
Lemana chai achai v'rai, adava nashalom ba, leman beit Hashem Elokeinu, avakshato ra, leman beit Hashem Elokeinu, avakshato ra, ay 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 ay, leman beit Hashem Elokeinu, avakshato ra. Shadow.